and the maritime exhibit and so many other things. It's just impossible to mention it all. But I've enjoyed being with you tonight, and thank you very much.
I already told you.
Now, don't forget, Oral Roberts wants me to remind you that...
Well, sure enough, Mary Smith McLean was coming down the road, saw a piano on the side of the road, and they stopped to sing. That was the real story. Now, she has come here, and of course she's accompanied by Willie James from St. Petersburg. Mary's going to do one song tonight, and then tomorrow you'll be able to see her on the old marble stage between 4 and 5, and then Sunday morning she'll be here. So welcome, Diamond Tooth Mary Smith McLean.
Make a fool out of you. Why don't you do right like these other men do? Well, get out of here and get me some money too. Well, all right. Now you send that woman. What it's all about? You ain't got no money. They gonna kick you out. Why don't you do right like these other men do? Well, get out of here. Get me some money too. If you had a prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be drifting from door to door. Why don't you do right like these other men do? Yeah, get out of here and get me some money. I want some greenback money. I don't want no pennies. Just give me some stuff that don't rattle, don't make a lot of noise. I can't stand all that stuff, make all that great big noise. All right, Willie. Some money too. Now you're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, I'm gonna kick you out. Why don't you do right like these other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Well, all right. If you had a free parrot 20 years ago, it wouldn't be just from door to door. Why don't you do right like these other men do? Yes, get out of here. Get me some money.
Mary Smith McLean. Thank you very much. Mary Smith McLean will be on the marble stage tomorrow from 4 till 5 o'clock. Be sure and see her there.
Now, I'm going to make a great sacrifice because I'm going to allow Ernie to introduce our last but not least performer. Here's Ernie.
All right.
The moon was a... No. It's a joke, okay? Listen, I know what they mean now. People get up and say, it gives me a pleasure to introduce. This is a pleasure to talk about Gamble Rogers, isn't it? Yeah. I love everybody I see here at perform. I like to watch everybody perform, but my favorite performer of all times is Gamble Rogers. I have never seen a guitar picker who picked any better than he did, and only maybe one who picked as well as he did. I've never heard anybody tell a story as well as Gamble, with the exception of Cousin Thelma Bolton. We've got the corner here on storytelling, and besides that, Gamble is a man of incredible entertainment integrity. I had a chance to interview Gamble one time for an article I was writing about how he chooses his material and what he does with it. And he is probably the most reflective performer I've ever met about what he does, why he does it, and what the implicit messages are in his little stories that he tells. So I know that you're a fan of his, and I am too. Welcome, please, Gamble Rogers.
Well, how about a nice hand for my old friend Jim Ballou?
I'm a fellow with a heart of gold and ways of gentlemen, I've been told. Kind of guy wouldn't even harm a flea. Me and a certain character met, fella invented a cigarette and murder that son of a gun in the first degree. But it ain't because I don't smoke myself. I don't reckon it'll hinder my health. I smoked them all my life and I ain't dead yet. Nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party, a poker game, everything gotta stop while I have another cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke a cigarette. Puff, puff, puff until you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate you just hate to make him wait. Gotta have another cigarette. Thank you. other night I had a date with the prettiest little thing in any old state, a hybrid uptown fancy little dame. Said she loved me and it seemed to me everything going the way it ought to be, so hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was also so far from a cake of ice, and our petting party was going nice, so help me, Hannah, I believe would have been there yet. Ooh, I give her a kiss, a little squeeze. She said, "Hoss, excuse me, please, you just gotta have another cigarette." She said, "Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff until you smoke yourself to death. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate you just hate to make him wait. Gotta have another cigarette." I come from a place where right of way is considered a pure function of velocity. A place where much is made of judgment and little of shame. And a place where everyone instinctively knows that it is easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission. Place where everybody's poor. I mean, we can't even afford a town drunk. Everybody just takes turns. The ground's so poor, nothing will grow. You have to put fertilizer around the telephone poles to talk over the wires. The rabbit has to carry a box lunch to get across the bottom land. Possum up in cinnamon tree and the raccoon on the ground. Raccoon said, "You son of a gun, shake them simmons down." Well, the possum began to shake and then the simmons began to fall. Raccoon said, "You son of a gun, I didn't want them more." Oh, little Liza, pretty little girl, my Liza Jane, how I love my pretty little girl, she died on the train. Everything I do tonight, dear people, shameful as it is to say, I learn playing my music at the Terminal Tavern in Snipes Ford. The Terminal Tavern is a skull orchard. A skull orchard is a crib. And that's a contraction for corn crib, and that's an allusion to the veil of chicken wire which fronts the bandstand at the Terminal Tavern. 20 years, 50 weeks a year, 6 nights a week, 4 shows a night. Working out at the Terminal Tavern, straining my patrician sensibilities through that galvanized snood of wire. Wearing a herringbone tweed overcoat. Summer and winter. No AC, windows barred. A herringbone floor length wool overcoat. Herringbone tweed is what you want to wear if you're working behind chicken wire. When the bottles start flying, you've got 2 options. You can move a quarter of an inch to the right or a quarter of an inch to the left, and you're going to disappear. Picking at the Terminal Tavern. Trying to make a living. Hey, hey, hey. There's this old boy just barely hanging on to the other end of the room, and I can tell by the bizarre colored motley coloration of his leisure time habiliments. That is the shirt, which is of itself a polyester shantung metastasizing disaster of hibiscus. Worn casually over the tartan plaid Bermuda walking shorts. And those over the white-on-white silk socks randomly configured with raspberry-tinted fleur-de-lis. By these and other salient significations, I know that he is no ordinary tourist, but a pilgrim, a true pilgrim, one of that gladsome clan of chortlers who applauds anew each time the aircraft of caprice touches down upon the runway of novelty. He said... He said, play something by Johnny Cash. I said, buddy, I'm a folk singer. He said, then play the Beer Barrel Polka. I said, I'm a folk singer. As such, I deal in eternal verities. I traffic in the categorical imperative. I'm a pusher of universal truth. And I'm bullish on cosmic fiat. And I do not cotton to that country crap. He said, lay off the verbal flatulence and do something. I'm tired of this vainglorious rigmarole. So I played him a folk song. John Henry was a steel-driving man, drove steel all over the land. Said, before I let a steam hammer get me down, I'll die with this hammer in my hand. I'll die with this hammer in my hand. Then I saw an old boy just watching me like a hawk. I decided to dazzle him with my guitar pick, and I give it one of these friends right here. Listen now. He said, oh, pick it, white trash. Even Lawrence Welk likes to boogie. We got to be about 16 years of age. A certain blue chip element down home in Snipes Ford would always say to us, for God's sake, don't go down to the Terminal Tavern. It's a skull orchard. But we went anyhow, because it was our dirt road dream. Me and Hutto and Hilo and Still Bill and Shelby 3 and as many as 8 others all shoehorned into a shackle block Chevrolet. A car so sorry you had to be going 60 miles an hour to get the headlights to come on. Hey, hey, hey. Here now. Get out to the Terminal Tavern, and what have you got? A dirt parking lot, an acre and a half of pickup trucks, chrome trailer hitches glittering in the starlight, some encapsulated with phosphorescent tennis balls, and a raffish clientele made up of grapefruit wine drinkers, trot line rustlers, pool hall hustlers, dirt road sports, garden variety scofflaws, genteel schizophrenics, and good old girls. I mean, they had some good old girls at the Terminal Tavern. For years, this place was the staging area for tri-state motorcycle raids carried out by an awesome, intrepid girls' motorcycle gang called themselves Hell's Bells. And they rode 50cc dirt bikes with playing cards affixed to the front forks with clothespins. Wore wetsuits with sleeveless villager shirts over the top. One time an unwary functionary forcibly ejected one of these damsels. She went out and sullenly removed a McCullough chainsaw from a rifle scabbard on her machine, fired the saw up, and cut the front porch off the establishment. Those old girls flat do not care. Roll a cigarette with one hand and roll you with the other. Put their earrings on with staple guns. Buddy, that's tough. Tougher than woodpecker lips. Picking at the Terminal Tavern.
Coming down the railroad track. Look yonder coming down the railroad track. That's the orange blossom special. Coming to bring my baby back. Let's blow the whistle now. Here come the train now. There it goes.
I studied physics 2.5 years at the University of Florida. Never learned how to do anything more than make the Doppler effect on a flat top guitar.
Going down to Florida. I'll get some sand in my shoes. Or maybe California, I'll get some sand in my shoe.
I ride the Orange Blossom Special. And I lose these New York blues. Just recently, I have been given to savor the glorious honor of having been proclaimed the Troubadour Emeritus of all Ocklawaha County, Florida. All of this by virtue of having performed for 20 consecutive years as the house entertainer at the Terminal Tavern in Snipes Ford. Because of my position there of centrality, I'm able to see the Terminal Tavern in its true light as a temple of culture. As a swamp water Carnegie, as a taproot to certain precious wellsprings of unstifled human behavior, wellsprings otherwise tragically silted over with the benign compost of gentility and decorum. The Terminal Tavern lies on Red Bug Road between Snipes Ford and Bean Creek, Snipes Ford being our county seat and center of literacy. Which is to say that everyone knows what everybody else is doing, but we still read the newspaper to find out who got caught at it. Beyond this, Ocklawaha County is celebrated for its outsized number of rural alchemists. I speak not of moonshine tonight, but of the fact that we have many citizens who spend the bulk of their waking hours puzzling out novel ways to bleach their used coffee grounds so they can sell them to the tourists on the interstate for grits. Goes a long way toward explaining why so many northerners don't give a hoot for southern cooking. I'm down in the hen house on my knees. Thought I heard a chicken sneeze. So just the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstate. All the roosters praying and the hens are laying, and the little pullets just plugging along the best way they know how. Here I go talking about chickens, and I don't know any more about chickens right now than I did when I started doing this song 20 years ago back there in Snipes Ford. But I'll tell you this. If you want to buy chickens in Ocklawaha County, there is one place to go, and that's Arendelle's Purina store on the square in Snipes Ford. Chickens ain't all you can get at Arendelle's. You can get philosophy. Just go around the corner of the building to the loading ramp, which fronts the city square, for it is here upon this humble proscenium that there has gathered time out of mind a group of sages and rusticated philosophers who, through the assiduous cultivation of dialectic and discourse, have put in place a philosophy of existence founded on one dazzlingly simple revelation. Life is what happens to you while you're making other plans. When I was just a little kid, my mama would always say to me, "Son, don't you be hanging around that loading ramp at that Purina store listening to those old men talk that talk." "Why not, Mother?" I said. "Because you don't have the judgment," came the reply. "Mother," I said, "how do I get judgment?" She said, "Judgment is a thing you simply can't go out and get. Judgment is a thing which is conferred upon you by experience." "What's experience?" I asked. "Never mind," came the reply. I went down to that loading ramp downtown and I hollered up to those philosophers. I said, "Hey, what's experience?" They said, "Experience is what you get when you didn't get what you really wanted." After that, I just never gave a flip about judgments. Now it was Agamemnon Jones. Who taught me so very much. Yes, I have a vision. A vision of Agamemnon. A vision of Agamemnon Jones. Standing out on the loading ramp at Arendelle's Purina store, a colossus in denim. Surrounded by an adoring court of hillbilly interlocutors. See how they hunker. Buzzards on a fence row, perched on the cusp of infinity, their faces frozen into a daft, decorous, corporate freeze work of disbelief, how they whittle and spit, spit and whittle, gazing endlessly, speechlessly over the sweltering tarmac, waiting for the Aurora Borealis to come up over Tristan Sparkleberry's Texaco station. Up comes Big Bubba on a wild tear. Fly blown and brain febrile. Tattoo on his arm say wide load. Black belt in karate the whole 9 yards. He say, "Hi tie, you all." Agamemnon bestirs himself, appropriates a 4-foot tomato vine steak, with which he dispassionately lambasts his antagonist below the right ear, causing him to gaze upward in pious wonderment. And to incline himself ever